在我们生活当中，我们可能都知道有哪些地方很难停车。
In life, we often know where the places are that are more difficult to park, find parking.
如果我们需要去那些地方，我们都先心里会担忧说，到时候不晓得有没有停车位。
If we're going to a place with a little parking, we often start to grow anxious even before we get there about whether we're going to find any parking.
虽然是小小的事情，我们很多人有这样的经验。
Even though this is such a small thing, but a lot of us have the same experience.
快到的时候就开始默祷。
So when we're almost at the parking lot, we start to pray in our hearts.
很多的时候神也怜悯我们这些这个很平常的这种祈求就让我们就很容易的就得到了停车位。
And a lot of times God will hear these small, plain little requests that we make to Him, and He'll also have mercy and help us find a parking spot.
我想我们也曾经在某一些场合里头，我们觉得很不自在。
And I also believe that many of us feel like we don't really belong in certain places.Or don't have a presence.
或者觉得很 uncomfortable.
Or uncomfortable.
你在那边坐着也不是，站着也不是。
When we're there, maybe it feels like even if we're sitting or standing, it just feels uncomfortable and that we don't belong.
一下走到这边，一下走到那边，你真的不晓得你的位置在哪里。
And at once we'll walk to one side of the room, and at once another side of the room, not really knowing what to do.
那个场合可能。你真的不属于那一个场合。
If you're in such a situation, maybe you really don't belong in that place.
也很有可能你根本不想去那不想去那个场合。
And very likely you don't even want to go to that place.
所以在人的生活当中，能够找到一个位置，属于自己的位置这个是非常重要，也非常幸福的。
So being able to find your own place in life, that's something that's very blessed and lucky.
如果找到自己的位置也会让人的生活里头充满着意义，充满着自信。
If you're able to find a place where you can be filled with confidence and happiness,
在旧约圣经里头有一部分叫做小先知书。
Actually, in the Bible, there's a portion of the Bible that's called the Book of the Prophets,
或者 Minor Prophets,
or the Minor Prophets.
那这些先知其实他们所处的环境都很不好。
And the situation that these prophets were in and the environment was very bad.
那尤其是北边的以色列的这些王他们通常都是讨厌这些所谓神的先知。
Especially the Israelites in the northern kingdom, they especially hated the minor prophets.
所以有些王甚至要逼迫杀害这些先知。
So some kings even went out to persecute and kill these prophets.
但是这些先知虽然在不好的环境里头，但是他们的生活却很有自信，也充满着意义。
But even though these prophets were in such a dire situation, they still felt like their lives were full of meaning.
原因就是他们通常很清楚地知道自己的位置。
Why? It's because they often knew exactly where their place was.
我们今天晚上来先举一个例子，比如说阿摩斯书里头的这一位阿摩斯先知。
So today I'm going to give you an example, which is the prophet Amos, who is described in the book of Amos.
我们请看到阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's all turn to Amos chapter 7.
旧约圣经1078页，阿摩斯书七章十二节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 12。
十二节，亚玛谢又对阿摩斯说：“你这先见哪，要逃往犹大地去，在那里糊口，在那里说预言。”十三。
Verse 13。
切不要在伯特利再说预言，因为这里有王的圣所，有王的宫殿。十四。
14.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。”15.
15.
神显召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说：“你去向我民以色列说预言。”这里提到阿摩斯先知的一个简单的介绍。
Here it gives a brief introduction to the prophet Amos.
他本来只是一个平常的老百姓。
He was originally just a normal, common person.
啊，但是神却呼召他啊来当先知。
But God called him out to become a prophet.
啊，他也不是，他是住在南边的国家，就犹大国。
And he belonged to the kingdom of Judah.
啊，但是神却叫他到北边的以色列去说预言。
Yet God called him out and told him to go to the kingdom of Israel.In the north to give prophecies.
啊，而且不是去向当时的王说好话。
And it wasn't even to give the king at the time some good news.
而是去向那个王传警告。
Rather, it was to give him a warning.
啊，这种工作有谁会愿意去做
？Who would be willing to do this kind of work?
啊，但是这个阿摩斯啊，他却做得很有自信，他觉得很有意义。
But Amos did this work very confidently and with because he felt that this work held a lot of meaning.
因为他很清楚地知道这个就是我的位置。
Because he knew very well that this was the place that God had for him.
跟这个十二节是北边的一个人叫亚玛谢，他对阿摩斯所说的话。
In verse 12,When it describes Amaziah, Amaziah is a person of the northern kingdom.
哦，这个亚玛谢也是在威胁这个阿摩斯。
And here he was threatening the prophet Amos.
那谁是亚玛谢呢
？And who is Amaziah?
好，我们请看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
伯特利的祭司亚玛谢打发人对以色列王耶罗波安说：“啊，那里说阿摩斯在以色列家中图谋背叛你，他所说的一切话，这国担当不起。”十一节。
Verse 11。
因为阿摩斯如此说，耶罗波安必被刀杀，以色列民必定被掳去离开本地。这里说到十一节，说到这个亚玛谢啊，是伯特利的祭司。
Here it says that Amaziah was a priest of Bethel.
这个伯特利是。北边以色列国的一个重要的城市。
And Bethel was a very important city in the northern kingdom of Israel.
哦，他是在伯特利当祭司的。
And he was a priest in this city called Bethel.
哦，在北边呢，这个当祭司是国王所派的。
And so this priest must have been sent or anointed by the king.
哦，所以他是王所派官派的祭司。
So he was a priest especially anointed by the king.
哦，他是北边那边本地的祭司。
And he was a priest who belonged to the northern kingdom.
那阿摩斯跟他比较起来，阿摩斯是谁？
But when you compare Amos to this priest, who is Amos? It doesn't seem like he's anybody.
哦，这个阿摩斯是外来的人。
He was somebody who came from outside.
哦，这个阿摩斯他原来他不是啊，不是先知。
And originally he wasn't even supposed to be a priest.
哦，但是神却在他的生活当中显召他来当先知。
But while he was living his normal life, God called him out to become a prophet.
哦，既然这是神的显召，所以呢，他就充满着自信，很有勇气。
And because God called him out, he had a lot of confidence and he did the work.
哦，所以在第十节说到，他就讲说。一些啊，讲说那个不受欢迎的事实。
So in verse 10, he was willing to go out and say the words that were very unwelcoming to the king.
哦，对人来看，他不是专家。
To other people, he might not seem like a professional.
哦，因为他本来只是一个牧羊的，这个修理桑树的，就是一个农人。
Because originally he was just a sheep breeder who worked out in the countryside.
哦，但是他现在来讲说神的信息。
But now he was here to give the news from God.
虽然整个环境对他来讲是很不好。
Even though the entire environment was really bad for him.
哦，但是他做得很有自信，而且他知道这很有意义。
But he did this work with confidence, knowing that it was meaningful.
啊，因为他的目的就是要这些神的百姓要回转，要归向神。
Because his purpose was to return the people of Israel to God.
我们在信仰里头，在我们的生活里头，我们也常常希望能够找到自己的位置。
In our living faith, we often also want to find our own place.
那我们很少人会像阿摩斯这样子。
But very few of us will be like this prophet Amos.
这个阿摩斯的情况是很特别的。
Prophet Amos's situation was actually very special.
哦，神亲口对他讲：“我拣选你， 来当先知。
God spoke to him directly, anointing him to be a prophet.
但是我所要强调的是，我们每一个人如果能够找到自己的位置，这是何等美好的一件事情。
But what I want to emphasize is that if we are each able to find our own special place, how wonderful it is.
我们都是很平凡的人，在这种平凡的情况之下，我们如何来找到自己的位置？
We're all very normal and common people, so how would we be able to know what God wants us to do?
尤其是在神的国度里头，我们如何来找到自己的位置？
Especially in God's kingdom, how do we find exactly what our place is?
第一个，我们必须要知道，一定有我们的位置。
First, we must understand that there is a seat and a place for us in the kingdom of God.
在马太福音二十章里头讲到一个葡萄园的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 20, it talks about the parable of the vineyard.
这个葡萄园的园主呢，他一时的出去到这个葡萄园外去雇请工人。
And the landowner went out and kept on searching for laborers for his vineyard.
每一个进去的他都有工作做。
And everybody that he found and went in had work to do.
这个葡萄园可以指着就是神的国，就是今天的教会。
This vineyard can be likened to God's kingdom or the church today.
这个神一直拣选人进入他的国度里头，他的教会里头。
God is constantly calling people to come into his church and into his kingdom.
在教会，在这个葡萄园里头，每一个人都有工作。
And in this vineyard, everybody has work to do.
所以第一个，我们必须要知道，我们一定有我们自己我们的位置。
So first, we must understand that we do have a place and our own place in the kingdom of God.
那我们没有像这个阿摩斯这么清楚的呼召，那我们如何去找到我们的位置？
But if we weren't so specially and directly called by God, such as Amos, how would we be able to know what exactly this work is?
第一个，我们问问我们自己，我能够做什么？
First, let's ask ourselves, what are we able to do?
请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
这里说我们每一个人都会得着恩赐。
Here it says that each one will receive a gift.
那我们用我们所领受的恩赐来做侍奉。
And so we should use this gift that we've received to minister to each other.
所以我们问问我们自己，我能够做什么？
So let's ask ourselves, what are we able to do?
只要我们用点心，我们一定可以去发现我能够做什么。
If we just use a little bit of effort, we'll be able to realize what we can do for God.
但是当我们在发掘自己能够做什么的过程当中，有几件事情我们需要去留意。
But while we're in the process of discovering our work, there are a couple of things that we should keep in mind.
这个常常是我们人的弱点。
And this pertains to the common weakness of all humans.
第一个，有时候我们会把自己过分的膨胀。
First, we often expand ourselves to be more than we actually are.
这个社会有时候是需要这样子。
And sometimes this is required and demanded by society.
有时候你好像你对老板把自己讲得多一点，你容易得到工作。
For example, it seems as if sometimes you have to sell yourself and describe yourself as better than you actually are to your boss to get your job.
那其实有很多你不会，你不懂。
Even though actually you don't actually know as much as you seem.
那你是先得到工作，一边做一边来做学习。
So,when you get the job, you're just trying to learn while you're doing that work.
那在神的国度里头，我们就不用这样子来膨胀自己。
But in God's kingdom, we don't need to do that to overblow ourselves more than we are.
我们能够做什么，我们能够做多少，主耶稣他知道。
What we're able to do and whatever we can do with our abilities, God already knows what we can do.
那再来也不要过分的看低自己。
And also, we shouldn't excessively undermine our abilities.
有时候我们把自己 我们会看低自己。
Because sometimes we often are too modest and think less of ourselves than we actually are.
尤其当我们发现说，好像周遭的人都比我们强。
Because sometimes we will also look at everybody around us and think, oh, they're much better than I am.
所谓的环境包括着人。
And this environment includes other people.
有时候我们因为环境，我们就把自己看低了。
So a lot of times, because we're looking at our environment, we just disregard our own abilities.
为什么以色列人他们第一次没有办法进迦南地？
Why were the Israelites not able to enter Canaan the first time they went there?
因为他们绝大部分的人把自己看低了。
It was because the majority of the people there didn't look at themselves very highly.
他们看到迦南地比如说耶利哥城的城墙，他们看到住在那里的人，他们就把自己看低了。
For example, when they went to the land of Canaan and to the walls of
Jericho,
they thought that, oh, they couldn't do it anymore, so they decided that the enemies were too strong for them.
那我们应该怎么来看自己？
So how should we look at ourselves?
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章
Romans chapter 12,
第三节
verse 3.
第三节，保罗说：“我凭着所是我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。”
For I say, though the grace through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我们照着神给我们的信心，我们来看自己。
We should look at ourselves according to the measure of faith that God has given us.
我们很清醒的，很清楚的来看自己。
We should look at ourselves very soberly with a clear heart and mind.
如果我们真的实在还不知道我到底能够做什么。
Maybe we still really don't know exactly what we're supposed to do.
那我们可能可以从别人那边来得到一些意见。
So in that case, we can sometimes go ahead and ask the people around us for their opinions.
我们请参考《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章第六节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 6.
使徒行传九章第六节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 6.
第六节，主耶稣对保罗说：“起来，进城去，你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。”
Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do."
这是主耶稣在拣选保罗的时候跟保罗的一个对话。
This is the conversation that the Lord Jesus had with Saul when they met, when Saul met Jesus.
因为当时保罗他问了两个问题。
Because at the time, Saul asked the Lord Jesus two questions.
第一个他问主耶稣说：“主啊，你是谁？”
First, he asked, "Lord, who are you?"
他要弄清楚对象是谁。
He wanted to know clearly who the person he was speaking with was.
我们在生活当中，这个也是很重要。
This is also very important in today's life.
有时候我们受害啊，是因为我们没有认清楚对方是谁。
A lot of times we encounter difficulties and we're hurt because we don't know who we're dealing with.
第二个问题，保罗问说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And the second question he asked was, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
这个保罗他很要紧的要知道自己的位置。
Saul really wanted to know carefully exactly what his place was and what his work was to do.
因为这样子在生活当中才有自信，才有意义。
Because only then can our lives have meaning and can we have confidence in what we do.
那主耶稣告诉他说：“起来，你进城里去。”
So the Lord Jesus said, "Arise and go into the city."
就是你到那些基督徒那里。
Basically, to go and see the Christians in the city.
对我们今天来讲，就是来到教会。
And to us today, it's basically going to church.
主耶稣对他说：“你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。”
And the Lord Jesus said, "What you must do, you will be told."
来到教会，我们互相帮助，我们就会发现我能够做什么。
When we go to church and when we help each other, we'll be able to discover what we're supposed to do.
我们如何找到自己的位置？
And we'll be able to find our place.
第二个，我们问问我们自己，我喜欢做什么？
The second question we can ask ourselves is, what do I like to do?
有时候教会里头会做一些调查，你愿意参加教会的哪一些侍奉？
Sometimes the church does surveys and asks you, what work would you like to do in church?
这就是一个好的机会，我们要问问自己，我喜欢做什么。
This is a good opportunity to ask ourselves, what exactly do I like to do?
我们喜欢做的，我们通常会快乐的去做。
Because what we like to do, we will often do happily.
一般来讲，一个快乐的工作者，他会是一个好的工作者。
And oftentimes, a happy worker is a worker who works well.
一般来讲，人不会在不喜欢的工作上面会有好的表现。
Or in other words, a lot of times if people don't like what they're doing, they won't do a very good job.
既然我们是在服侍神，我们就希望我们是做得好。
But since we're serving God, we should want to do the work well.
但是因为是做神的工作，所以还是有一点要我们彼此来提醒。
But because it's God's work, we should often remind ourselves.
有时候可能是我们喜欢做的，我们也觉得对我们有造就。
It might be something that we like and at the same time benefits us.
但是有时候呢，却不一定值得我们这样子花时间来做。
But sometimes it's not worthy for us to do spend the time on that work.
或者呢，还要动用其他的人的这个力量、时间、精神。
And sometimes that work will require other people's time and effort and abilities.
我们不能够只想到说这是我喜欢做的。
We can't only think that this is what I like to do.
我们总是也是要去考虑到别人。
We also have to think about how our work and what we want to do affects other people.
其实很多工作它是一个团队的工作。
Because a lot of work requires other people.
所以不能够只考虑我喜欢这样子做。
Because it involves others, so we should just only consider whether or not it's something I like to do.
如果过分的只是在注重 我所喜欢做的。
If you excessively emphasize only what you like to do,
常常会可能会让这个事情做得不够完美。
A lot of times it ends up being that the work isn't done very well.
我们请参考路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章四十节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 40.
四十节，马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候你，侍候你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.
在这里，马大的侍奉就演变成好像演变成是一种埋怨甚至是控告。
Here, Martha's servitude led her to begin to complain and to criticize.
这里说，因为她心里忙乱了。
Because she was distracted with all the servitude.
她接待主耶稣，这是好的。
Indeed, it was a good thing that she was showing hospitality to the Lord Jesus.
她应该是自己喜欢做的事情，她就安静的去做。
Something that she liked to do, she should have done it quietly and happily.
并不表在这里并不表示玛利亚她不接待主耶稣。
And this story doesn't.Necessarily mean that Mary wasn't serving Jesus Christ.
每一个人做事情可能都有不太一样的先后的秩序。
Some of us might just have a different sequence in how we serve.
那在这里马大就有一点我喜欢做的事情，所以别人也要跟我一起喜欢这样子做。
But here Martha was saying, what I like to do and what I want to do, other people should be doing the same thing.
是的，我们做事情应该大家一起来做会更有效率。
It's true that when everybody works together doing the same thing at the same time, it's more effective.
但是有时候它是不能勉强的。
But sometimes you can't force it on other people.
我们如何找到自己的位置？
And how do we find our place?
想想看，我如何做能够带给人最大的帮助？
We have to think about how what we do can bring the greatest benefit to other people?
好，我来做什么能够带给人最大的帮助？
What will I do to bring the greatest benefit to others?
当我们这样想的时候，圣经给我们一个很重要的原则。
When we think about this, the Bible actually gives us a very good principle to live by.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians.
十章二十三。啊，十二章，哥林多前书十二章。
Sorry, First Corinthians chapter 12.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，叶花给它加上体面；不尽美的，叶花得着尽美。
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty.
我们常常想到去做一些让别人能够得到帮助的。
We often want to do things that will help other people.
那尤其想到那些在这里所说的所谓不体面的
，especially what it's described here, unpresentable things.
有时候就说软弱的肢体
，and a lot of times in a weak body.
有时候用这样的说法说那个有需要的肢体
，so we say things like, oh, that's the part that needs, that has greater needs.
我们从这个角度来看，我们一定会找到我们的位置。
When we think from this perspective of helping the weaker parts of the body, we'll be able to find our place.
比如说，你在你工作的地方，你的影响力一定比传道，一定比我还有影响力。
For example, where you're sitting right now, you probably have a greater influence than myself as the pastor.
因为那是你工作的地方。
Because...Oh, sorry. Where you're working right now, you probably have more influence than I do because it's where you normally work.
你在工作的地方，那些人跟你是每一天有来往、有接触的。
The place where you work, it's a place where you interact with people on a daily basis.
那个地方有很多的人，一定在信仰上他需要你的帮助。
And there are probably a lot of people there who need you in regards to their faith.
那个就是你的位置。
So that is your place.
你在那边为主耶稣来做一些事情，一定比我做的还要好。
Because if you are there in your office, I'm sure that you will do a much better job in helping their faith than I can do, because you know them so well.
比如说在你的家庭里头，在你的朋友当中。
And for example, in your family and in your group of friends.
这个丹尼里书里头提到丹尼里跟他三个朋友。
In the book of Daniel, it describes Daniel and his three friends.
他们在外邦的地方，他们让神的名被人家知道，得到荣耀。
Even though they were in a Gentile place, they were able to glorify and magnify the name of God.
因为他们被安排在巴比伦的王宫里头。
Because they were placed in the kingdom of Babylon.
那当然。在那个地方他们是少数。
And yes, they were a minority in that place.
是的，在很多的场合里头我们是少数。
And yes, in a lot of situations we are the minority.
可能在你的家庭里头目前只有你一个是真耶稣教会的信徒。
For example, maybe in the past you were the only person who believed in Christ.
可能在你的朋友圈子里头只有你一个是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And perhaps in your circle of friends, you were the only one who believed in True Jesus Church.
可能在你工作的地方，只有你你是唯一的真耶稣教会的信徒。
And maybe in your workplace, you're the only one who comes to True Jesus Church.
那你就可以带给他们最大的帮助。
Then you are able to give them the greatest benefit.
因为主耶稣救人的福音是最大的礼物，是对人最有益处的。
Because the gospel that saves other people is the greatest gift that you could ever give them.
所以不要怕 我是少数。
So don't be afraid that you are a minority.
哦，在那里你就可以找到你的位置。
Because there you can find your place.
请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 33.
十三节。
Oh, sorry, Matthew chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how shall it be seasoned?It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
十四节，你们是世上的光，曾照在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
十六节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light shine so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
有时候我们常常只是想说，把人带来信主了，这个才叫做工作。
Sometimes we think that.Just bringing somebody to believe in Christ, this is a work.
因为我们是在一个讲求效力的社会里头。
Because we live in a society that just demands for efficiency.
所以有时候让我们眼光变得非常的短浅。
So a lot of times we become short-sighted in what we do.
如果没有把人带来信耶稣，就好像不是做工，不是在做神的工。
So sometimes we feel like, oh, if we didn't successfully bring them to Christ, then we didn't do any work.
其实我们只是工具 ，just tool. 我们
But actually, we're just tools for God.
真正把人带到主耶稣里头的是主耶稣自己。
The one that actually is the true person that's bringing the people to Christ is Christ Himself.
所以只要我们能够在我们所在的地方，像这里所说的，来发光。这个就是我们，就是一个很重要的位置。这个就是在做工。
So if we can, from the place that we are, shine light for Christ, this is also a very important work.
有些人虽然他不一定来信主，但是呢，他对你是肯定的，因为你是一个真正的基督徒。
Some people, yes, they might not eventually come to believe, but they know for certain that.Truly, you are a Christian, and you shine for God.
他想到基督徒，他就想到你，他就有一个很正面的印象。
So when they think of Christ and Christians, they have a very deep impression of what a true Christian is.
这就是我们的位置。
So that is the place and our position.
这个就让我们的生活变得很有意义。
So that work is what will bring meaning to our lives.
所以在十六节说，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And in verse 16, it says, so that your good works may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
所以再来，我们如何找到自己的位置？
So again, how do we find our place?
就是我能够做什么，而最能够让神得到荣耀。
Or in other words, what can I do to bring the most glory to God?
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
First Corinthians 10 verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
在这里保罗说，甚至吃喝都可以荣耀神。
Here Paul even says that you can glorify God by eating and drinking.
那么这样子有太多事情是可以荣耀神了。
So if you think about it this way, there are too many things that we can do to glorify God.
所以对平凡的我们没有神那个像阿摩斯那样子清楚的呼召，但是我们也一定能够找到自己的位置。
So yes, even though God will not call us so directly and clearly as God spoke directly to Amos, but we can still find that place that God wants us to be at.
常常想一下我能够做什么而让神得到最大的荣耀。
So we have to think often, what can I do to bring the most glory to God?
所以有人以传福音来荣耀神。
So some people will use evangelism as a way to glorify God.
哦，有人呢是很忠心的来做教会的事情，来荣耀神。
And some people might discover that doing God's work at church very faithfully is their way of glorifying God. 哦，
只要我们所想到的是神的名，神的荣耀。这就是我们应当做的事情。
As long as our motivation is for God's glory and for help for God's benefit, then that is a good work.
我们请看创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章第三节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 3.
第三节，约瑟主人见神与他同在，又见神使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
哦，这个约瑟被卖到埃及啊，当这个奴隶。
Here Joseph was sold off to Egypt to be a slave. 哦，
在这种人家所不喜欢的状况里头，他一样能够找到自己的位置。
In such a bad situation, he was still able to find the place that he was supposed to be.
哦，所以虽然是奴隶，但是呢，他很有自信，他的生活也充满着意义。
Yes, he was a slave, but still he was able to find confidence and he found meaning in his life.
哦，他所想到的是，我能够做什么，带给人最大的帮助。
What he thought was, what can I do to bring the most benefit to other people?
哦，所以在这个主人的家里，他让主人得到很大的帮助。
And so in his master's house, he was able to bring great benefits.
哦，因为主人交给他所做的事情，他都做得很顺利。
Because whatever he did, everything that was given to him by his master was done successfully.
哦，那他这么忠心、这么认真的来做，除了说带给主人帮助之外，再来就是神可以得到荣耀。
And because he did everything so earnestly and with so much effort, he not only was able to bring benefit to his master, he also brought glory to God.
好，我们看第四节。
Let's also look at verse 4.
第四节，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。
So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority.
哦，所以这个主人他第三节有提到说。主人看见神跟约瑟同在。
So in verse 3 it says, the Lord saw that the Lord, his master saw that the Lord was with him.
哦，这个主人也借着约瑟，他看到说这个人真的有神的同在。
Through Joseph, the master was able to see God's abidance.
哦，让人认识神，看到神，神就得荣耀。
So if we're able to allow others to see Jesus in us, we're able to glorify God.
但是这个也是给我们一个很重要的提醒。
But this also reminds us of something important.
因为我们人性是很容易荣耀自己。
Oftentimes we like to glorify ourselves instead.
我们常常想到的是我如何得到荣耀。
We often think about how can I make myself more glorified.
如果说在某一个位置上面只是让我们得荣耀，那那个可能不是一个对的位置。
So if a certain work only causes us to think about how we can make ourselves more proud and more glorified, then maybe that's not the right work for you.
要把事情做好，那一种面对困难的忍耐甚至牺牲是非常的必要的。
A work that requires a lot of sacrifice and is actually something that's very important.
尤其是做神的工作。
Especially when you're doing the work of God.
我们总是希望把神的工作做得最好。
We always want to do our best and do God's work successfully.
那我们如何能够去面对困难，甚至愿意牺牲？
But how do we overcome a lot of our obstacles and find a way to sacrifice for God?
常常因为有牺牲的这种精神，能够把事情做好又做得美。
The only way that we can do things well is when we have the heart of being able to sacrifice and have patience.
那个常常就是来自于我们是为了神的荣耀。
And this motivation comes from a desire, a wholehearted desire to serve God.
所以我们看到保罗，他最后说他已经打了那个美好的仗。
That's why at the end, Paul said, I have fought the good fight.
因为他常常所想到的是神的名，神的荣耀。
Because oftentimes all he thought about was God's glory and his praise.
所以他可以去克服困难，甚至他牺牲很多。
So no matter what he faced, he was able to overcome it and he was able to sacrifice many things.
所以在神的国里头有很多工作的机会。
So yes, in the kingdom of God, there are many opportunities to do work.
但是挑战随时都会有。
But there will always be obstacles at any time.
最后我们请看马可福音第五章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5.
马可福音五章十八节。
Mark, chapter 5, verse 18.
十八节，耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求耶稣和耶稣同在。
And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon possessed begged him that he might be with him.
十九节，耶稣不喜却对他说：“你回家去，到你亲属那里，将主为你所做是何等大的事，是怎样的怜悯你，告诉他们。”
However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has had compassion."
二十节，那人就走了，在低加坡利。传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
这个人他也找到自己的位置。
This person was also able to find his place.
一开始的时候，他要跟耶稣一起同行。
At first, he wanted to go with Jesus.
但是主耶稣没有答应，主耶稣就叫他说：“你回你家去。”
But Jesus Christ didn't allow this, and he said, "Go back to your home."
所以他能够很有自信的来照主耶稣所说的，将主耶稣在他身上所做何等大的事情，勇敢的来见证。
So he was able to confidently go back and proclaim the gospel of Christ.
这里说很多人听见了，他们都觉得很稀奇。
And here it says that all heard and were amazed.
他做了很有意义的事情。
He did something very meaningful.
他没有说主啊，我一定要跟着你。
So Legion, he didn't say I must go with Jesus.
我们人常常会自己认为我应该这样子做，就很固执的要这么做。
A lot of times we think that this is something I have to do, so we're very stubborn and persisting that we go with it.
所以我们常常在祷告当中，我们听主怎么跟我们讲。
But in prayer, we often have to listen to what God is telling us.
有时候主要我们做的并不是照我们所想的。
Because a lot of times what God wants us to do might not be according to what our own thoughts were.
虽然我们很平凡，但是我们也能够找到自己的位置。
Even though we're very normal people, but we can still find that place.
我们能够跟这些先知一样，是因为找到自己的位置，所以很有自信，活得很有意义。
We can also be like these prophets who are able to find their place and to do their work meaningfully and confidently.
找到自己的位置真的不困难。
Actually, finding your own place isn't that hard.
我们一起唱诗。
So let's all sing hymn.
288首。
288。
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing only the first and last verse.
Through the morning hours, worldwide
the sun sets high. Oh,
Please be seated.
今年如果过去了，他就不会再回来。
If this year passes, it won't come back again.
所以找到自己的位置，这真的是很重要的一件事情。
So finding your own place is so important.
很多的事情他不会再重来。
A lot of things, once they come and pass, they never come back.
我们的信仰生活跟我们的人生道路，我们都要去找到自己的位置。
So in our living faith and in our path, we must find our place.
愿今天晚上所讲的能够给大家一个很好的参考。
So I hope that we can think carefully about what we learned today.
我们常常想着我能够做什么。
And often think about what we can do.
我喜欢做什么。
And what we like to do.
我如何做能够带给人最大的帮助。
And how we can give great help to other people by our works.
我如何做能够让神得到最大的荣耀。
And how to bring glory to God through what we do.
把握住这些原则，我们就找到自己的位置。
If we abide by these principles, we can find that place.
让我们拥有一个更美好、更有意义的人生。
So we can have a better and more meaningful life.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's all pray together.
求主耶稣帮助我们找到自己的位置。
And pray that God may lead us to find our place.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.